Blast off. We are on page 71 in the art scroll. We are on page 23, Chaf Gimel, in the Feldheim edition on the bottom paragraph. In any other Mesil Sharm, we're about an Amud in. And just to give a little background, we're talking about how to be inspired to look after your life and not have your life just thinking about your life, being zahir, being careful. So the Ramchal told us that there are three categories of people that who will have different needs of inspiration. Last time we spoke about the highest level that a person is in competition with himself. His inspiration is that I know that if I don't do what I need to do, in a nutshell, I'm explaining what the Ramchal said, then that own feeling that I'm not going to become what I know I can become, that will be inspiring for me. I don't need anything external to inspire me. It's all between me and myself. Now the Ramchal says the next level. Listen to this. This is min hashamayim that it's the Chavetz Chaim's yard site and we're doing this. Vahu lefi inyan akavod asher hei mesavin lo. It's all, this is going to be your inspiration. Your inspiration is going to be the honor that you desire. What does that mean? Ki ze pashut etzel kol baldas. At the end of the day, in the next world, you're only going to get what you paid for. If you paid for it, you'll get it. In this world, you could trick people, as he's going to say. You could say, oh, I'm status, I'm this, blah, 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 but you're full of baloney. In the next world, in the real world, which is called the Olam HaEmes, this world is called the Olam HaSheker. So you could lie to yourself, you could lie to other people. In the next world, the Olam HaEmes, you will get whatever you paid for. So where is my inspiration coming for in this world? Where is it coming from? V'shalo yisroim sham elamishu rabba maisu mechaveru. Somebody who got what they got will get what they get, and that's it. There's no sheker. There's no lies when it's all over. And for all of us, at one point, it will be all over. There's no ein manos, right? As the Mishnah says, there's no escape from the future, from that future. Now, here he goes. Asher hu ma'ad ha'maisim u'yashofel. Right? It's all very clear. Now, so if you know the train is heading in a certain direction, you know eventually the truth will be discovered. If you know eventually your lie will not be able to sustain, then that will be a motivation. Why? Because I know that one day the truth will come out. So says the Ramchal, Hine. This is one of my favorite pieces in the Ramchal. They say, why do I have to be great in the next world? Why do I have to be such a great big tzaddik of a Jew? I'll be a mediocre Jew. What's the big deal? As long as I don't go to Gehenna, as long as I'm okay, why do I have to need, as long as I get a good apartment building in the next world? I'll have a nice house in the next world. What do I need to be the best? What do I have to be so great? Why do I need greatness? Listen to what he says. Great. What do I have to do so much? I'm going to work so hard for that. Frak the holy Ramchal, Sheila Achas, Nishal Mehem. I just had her thought of a pshat. Remind me to say on the Sheila Achas. Sheila Achas Shoalti. Okay. Sheila, that's my remes. Sheila Achas Nishalahem. I have one question to ask a person who says that. Person who says, I'll be a mediocre guy. Is it so easy to be just a regular guy in this world? Is it so easy not to be great in this world? How painful is it when you see your classmate, or you see your friend, or you see your brother, or you see someone close to you who you know you could be better than them, or you know you could be this, and they're ahead of you. How painful is that? What does he say? Your blood boils when you see someone else. Especially where we all come from, us Americans, right? The rat race. You're a millionaire. How many guys have told me? They told this to me. They said, what's their biggest challenge? Great guys. They make hundreds of thousands of dollars. But the guy next door makes hundreds of millions of dollars. So you're a loser. That's what they feel like. That's painful. So I got to work harder and harder to be better than... It's not about being happy with what I have. It's a rat race. As I've said, the wheel is spinning, but the hamster is dead. Ki hi kinas ish mireyu. Right? That's jealousy. Vim yira chaver misroimun hu nishar shuffle. You see your friend is a high madrega and you're low. Vade shema sheyizbo mashiyuch. All right, what are you supposed to do? Ki loichul amnevel vavius ashesh bekirboi. Your wound will fester inside of you that I have to be better. Me'atim kach kasha lem li'eshvelim uzulasim b'mayos ha'meduzagot. And this is in the world of sheker. You don't even realize that the guy who's worth $100 million is actually jealous of your child or jealous of your job, that you're actually a simple guy. He's jealous of him. Everyone throws around the jealousy of this one. This guy thinks, if only I were like him. Meanwhile, inside, you're burning inside. Sheina shiflus b'melopinim. It's all a lie. But still, v'lo yinaseh l'shav v'sheker. So that is in the world of dimyon, of illusion, and we still are motivated because of that. Ach yuchel lizbal shiratzim shalom yosim yosim v'nashmatzim v'shem atash v'il mehem. V'zeh b'mkom amayla amitzis v'yarkar nitzri. Now, could you imagine? It's fine. It's beautiful. It's the Chavetz Chaim's yard site tonight. Chavetz Chaim talks about it in the Hakdama for Hilchah Shabbos. Very scary. Very scary Hakdama, but one of the most beautiful truth Hakdama. And in the next world, when you're stuck there and that's the reality of who you are and what you are, and there's nothing you can do about it, and you're frozen in time for all of eternity. Sha'afa pisha achshavin makir ma'isu zerko al-kein lo yechushe lov. Aval bezmanoi. Vadesh yakul hamitu litzarma levashtam. As the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Oilam hafuch ra'isi. El yoinim lamata and tachtoinim lamala. The guys who are up here in this world are low in that next world. The guys who are low in this world, you have no idea. Nobody, that's why you can't judge anybody. You have no idea, min ha-shamayim, how it's going to be. Vadesh lo yelam zemel tzar gadol. Could you imagine the pain? Harei lecha. Here he goes. Thank you, Hashem, for the Ramchal to keep me in check. He keeps me in check. He keeps us all in check. She'ena savlono says Hashem darshim lasm lakamim chomer avoda. Here he goes, everybody. This is why I fall in love with the Ramchal every time. Elapitui kozev shemafate yitzramosam. It's all a lie. It's all a deception. Velo davar amiti klal. You're not wanting to be great in Ruchnius and have a great relationship with Hashem and to really become what you want to become is all the Yetzihara seducing you and having you not think like that. If they had one moment of truth, of MS, to really see the truth, they wouldn't be able to be converted, to seduced. But since they're erring according to their desires, your desires get in your way. A person's laziness, as we'll learn, gets in our way. As the mushel of the fish who are down in the sea, and they're like, yeah, they tell us to worry about these human beings on dry land with a net, and they could actually like capture us, and these little cute fish are joking with each other, going like, ha, you heard this fairy tale that you could actually get caught, and then you end up in the dry land being fried in a frying pan, and the only time they will be able to see whether that's true or not is when they're in the frying pan, and it's too late, and it's game over. When it's too late, It's too late. Very, very, very nogeya to Elul. It's not my style to bring that in as we're learning Mesillas Yesharim because it's not the context. But it's very, very, very important to say that. Like they talk about Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. This is the time. This is the time that a person can fix himself and change himself and change himself. Make a Kabbalah. Chavetz Chaim's yard site. This is the time for a person. You learn a piece like this and in your heart you get a little So make a time to make that difference. Okay, Huma Shoma Shoma Melech, 10 minutes, 25 seconds. I'll do that afterwards. Huma Shoma Shoma Melech, Shalom, Kol Asher, Timtso Yad Chalasoich, Bekacha, do it now. Do whatever you got to do now. Kein Maas, V'chezben Das. Hainu, Mimashein Adam Oysad, Shekoch Masar B'yodim Barba, Hua Koicha B'chiri. We have B'chira. Hamasu Lai Kol Yimei Chayav Shubah, and B'chiri, we have B'chira. Once it's all over, you have no more B'chira. You know, Lo Yuchas, Asos Od, Bakever, B'shol, Shein HaKoch, Hazeh Od B'yado. After it's all over, it's all over. Ki mishol ohir b'maisim tovim b'chayav, yev shol asoy samachrei keim. U mishol ohchishiv cheshben maisiv lo yelo izman l'chashvei oz. Now is the time to change. There's no better time than now. U mishol ohchakim boi l'mazeh, l'ischakim b'kever. Zeh shomer kein maisiv cheshben das chach mishol asher ata hoylech. Shama, as I've said to you many, many times, you're here in Eretz Yisrael, you're here in Yeshiva. This is the time to change your life. When as life moves, it's much harder. 11 minutes and 24 seconds. Look what 11 minutes 24 seconds did to all of us. Have a wonderful day. 10 minutes of Mesillas Yesharim a day keeps the Yetzer Hara away and for sure at bay.